Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Earlier this morning, I actually read you that executive order issued by US President Donald Trump on Friday. And the title is Addressing Egregious Actions of the Republic of South Africa. So this is a big news story because, one, there's a tremendous loss of funding. While I can't find the exact figures, the figure that's kind of been bandied around is $18 billion over 20 years. That's a lot of money. And I need to understand, you know, what's going to happen now. So I want to find out, firstly, one of the offers by Trump is for refugees, you know, farmers and Afrikaners, to go and take on refugee status in the United States. Joining me right now is Kali Creel. He's the CEO of AfriForum. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning to you. No, it's a nice, brilliant morning. I hope you're well as well.
Yes, very well, thank you. It's a beautiful place. Beautiful, beautiful, clear day, especially after the storms last night. Kali, are you thinking of taking up the offer?
No, let me first start off by saying we are very thankful and we welcome President Trump and the U.S.'s stance and what they are taking, especially because they are bringing to the fore the ludicrous foreign policy of South Africa by taking sides with the enemies of the U.S., but also with regard to the oppression that we are seeing with regard to the Bella Act targeting Afrikaans communities. So that we are very happy about. That with regard to the question of going to the U.S., I think that is for everybody to decide for themselves. But for us as an organization and how we see the future as Afrikaners, as a cultural community, we don't believe that one could survive elsewhere. We don't have a specific religion that can bind us in a foreign country. People will simply be assimilated over the long term. So the only place where Afrikaners can survive as a cultural community is on the southern tip of Africa. So, but important is, if we're not taking up that offer, it does not mean we are not positive.
So, I mean, do you think that Afrikaners have been isolated and largely ignored within the Rainbow Nation? I mean, I'm fully aware that the Rainbow Nation doesn't exist anymore. But
No, I think there is an attack on us. And if people are saying that we are exaggerating, I know, of course, the same is happening to the Jewish community. But specifically with regard to the Bella Act, the way, unfortunately, we don't have a country where our culture and language can prosper. So what plays a very important role for us is Afrikaans schools, where culture is being taken to the next generation, and that plays a very important role within Afrikaans-speaking cultural communities. And what we've seen with the Bella Act is a direct attack on that. And that is actually the worst thing any government can do, is to target the cultural existence of a community within a country. And in that, I think President Ramaphosa should take full responsibility. There are people that want to blame AfriForum, but that is a very old strategy. If you act irresponsibly, and there are negative consequences, and you don't want to take responsibility, then you try and get some other kind of scapegoat. The fact is, it is not AfriForum that signed the expropriation bill. It is not AfriForum that signed the Bella Act. It is not AfriForum that went to an international court attacking Israel as an ally of the U.S. It is Cyril Ramaphosa and his government, and therefore we say they should be held accountable, and we are standing strong. Uganda is huge at the moment, but we are used to that. That's part of this woke cancel culture. You know, come with a ton of bricks against anybody that goes against the ruling elite. But we will withstand this because we believe that our cause is right. We act in the benefit of all people in this country. We've seen what happened in Zimbabwe, and we fight to prevent that. That is in the interest of all people. That's loyalty. This loyalty is by behaving irresponsibly, putting the livelihoods of ordinary South Africans at stake.
Yeah. So, you know, as you were speaking, I was thinking about that saying, when you have the facts, use the facts. When you have the law, use the law. And when you have neither, bang the table. And maybe that's exactly what's happening. That's why we're seeing the propaganda machine. Unfortunately, Kali, that is where we have to leave it. It is 7 o'clock and we have to get to news. But let me know what your thoughts are. That was Kali Creel, the CEO at AfriForum, and saying, you know, reiterating that they're standing by Trump's statements. What's your thought on that?